We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis. I just want to mention something we just said before. In the Gemara, it says Mamrim Esayonim. So we touch two ways. Either it's like a gambling, they're racing each other, or because they train a bird to catch other birds. And we touch Mamrim to mean racing or gambling. Rashi actually says Mamrim means like they're fighting, which Margizim Oysam Zelz, that's like a pit bull fight, like a fighting each other. That's what we're referring to. But either way, there's two pshatim, either it's gambling or the reason is it's Arab. Now the Gemara is going to come with a brisa that adds on other psulim when it comes to Edom. Zok Gemara Tano, so we're starting five lines before the wide lines. It's the first word line is Hu Rab Yesi. It's five lines before the wide lines. It's like more than halfway down the Amud. Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Hasifu Alehen, that Chazal said that there are more psulim when it comes to Edom, Hagazlonim, Vachamsonim. People who steal, and Chamsonim, people who pay for something, but they force the person to sell it to them. Right, the Gemara, you don't need Chacham to add on, that's a pasuk in the Torah, Gazan Daraisu. The psul of Gazan for Edom is a pasuk, Atoshes Rosh Eid, it's a pasuk in the Torah, you don't need the Chazal to add that on. So we're referring to if a cheresh katan finds a metziah, but etzem they don't have kinyonim. So there they only own it midrabana. If you steal from them, it's only midrabana de gzeila. And kamash v'lon that the halacha is that you are posleidus. Because miyakara sava before Chazal came, we thought metziah is cheresh katan either lo shchicha. It's not so shchiach to happen. Therefore, they didn't make a gzeira to passel them. For people who steal from them, or the reason is because it's they don't really own it. It's only as darkes shalom that we say that the cheresh are going to own their avedas, the things that they find, that the lost items that they find. It's only theirs because of darkes shalom. So since it was only as darkes shalom, they didn't pass leidim. But given the chazus the seif and ma'ino, who since at the end of the day. It's Chazal said that it's mamoin and they're being over there to Kanadar Rabbanon because of mamoin. So therefore, given the Chazi Seif Seif Manu to Kashak, the Paslin Rabbanon. Rabbanon Pasal them. So it comes out from our Gemara that even something that's Metzias Cher Shaita Vekatum, which is only theirs as Darkes Shalom, still the Pasal Eidus. So Be'etzem, Taisus on top asks a question. He says, that L'chayra, Fidaman Diyam Mafriche Yoinim is Ara, which means that the Mafriche Yoinim is they hire this bird, they train this bird to steal other birds, which we said that the other birds only Darkes Shalom. So even Mikaru knew about that, because we said in the Mishnah Mafriche Yoinim, so even before the Gzeira on Gazlanim that take him from Cheresh HaDakat, we knew red is Darkes Shalom. That's Taisa's answer on top of the Amud. Taisa's answer is that this reason of play Darkes Shalom is going Fidel Losh in the holes that it's gambling. Mafriche Yoinim is gambling. So we never had idea that stealing the Darkes Shalom is called a geneva, it's called pasulei. This until later on, but it comes out later on, they agree to this idea that if you steal from someone, even though they only own the Darkes Shalom, at the end of the day, they're called a ganev midrabbanan, the pasulei. Acham sonim, one of my acham sonim, why, what do you think beginning, that they were apostle, and the end, Chazal said apostle, acham sonim, mikorosavar, domi kiyoiv, akraibamu, they give money for it. And like the Yad Ramah says, they're giving him money, and even though they're forcing the Balaam to sell, we say, well, at the end of the day, Balaam got money, they agreed, they didn't want it, but they did it. But given the chazu, that these people, kachatvu, even if they paid for it, they grabbed it away. The guy, even for money, did not want to sell it. So it's mamash geneva. Then goes Rabbanu. Rabbanu will geyser that they are posuleidus. So the Tana, oyde sifu, they added on more psulim leidus. Oy sifu aleim, harayim, which are shepherds, and since shepherds go into other people's properties and they eat from other people's properties, they're considered ganavim. Hagabaim v'hamuchsim. Gabaim muchsim are tax collectors. The difference between a gabai and a muchs is a gabai works for the government. He's basically a shliach for the government, collects taxes for the government. A muchis, which was very common in those days, used to pay the melech for the right to collect taxes, and then the muchis decides how much he needs to make a profit. So he buys the right to collect, you know, the bridge tax. He buys it for $100,000 and he makes sure he gets back $100,000 over the year or more. This way he makes money. That's a mukhas. So the gabi and a mukhas. So all these three are considered ganavim. We'll see why in a second. Ra'im, until Chazal came along later on and was Maisif Ra'im as one of the psul eidus, what was the situation? We thought that they eat sometimes in other people's properties. It happens, you know, it's very hard to control animals. We saw they start sending the animals there to other people's properties So you see that Aganiv is a Gozu Rabbanon. The Rabbanon will Gozu on Israel. Hagabon va Muchsim. Mikoros of our Maidi Kotzlu Koshakli. They only take what they have to, what they're supposed to take. Given the Chazak Koshakli, they're taking extras, Paslanu. They're Paslanu. Because these tax collectors sometimes take more than they really deserve, more than they really people have to give them. They take extras, and therefore they were considered Ganovim, and they were Gozu on them at the Apostle La'idus. Amar Rava. Roya Shomru, this that we said, a Roya is posleidus, is Echad Roya Behemidakov, Echad Roya Behemigasa, a shepherd that deals with smaller animals like sheep, goats, and Roya Behemigasa, like cows, ox, these things, oxes, cows, and these things, also both of them, Freit the Gemara, Miyamarava Hachi, Vamarava, Roya Behemidaka Beret Yisrael Pasulim, a Roya Behemidaka Beret Yisrael is posle, because there, we didn't want the Behemidaka to eat up from Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, so we made a gzera that anyone does that as posel edus, and mechus la'aretz ksherim, and Rabbi Behemigasa, I feel Eretz Yisrael ksherim. Rava says that even Behemigasa everywhere is kosher, because by Behemigasa, we're naming on, there's no chash, they can eat from other people's properties. So the more answer is no, Rava's talking about a special case. Ahu b'megdolim itmar. Rava's talking about that you megadol in your house, and therefore, be'etzem, there should be no chash that they are going to have them. But in Eretz Yisrael, we pass them because sometimes those behemoths get out and they eat from other places. Behemoth Gassa never leaves the pen, leaves your property, leaves your barn, and never goes to eat somewhere else. And therefore, there's no chash that they're going to have them. But we're talking about a Roya who's not a Roya of Magdalim. But with the, where it says a Roya is possible, the Sai Behemoth Daka and Sai Behemoth Gassa is talking about a Roya. That's not talking about domesticated animals that you own. It means someone who's out there in the fields, in the plateaus, who has a huge herd of animals, and they're not basim, they're not in the house, not in the barn. Those are the ones that are worried about stealing. Hakanam stavra mktondi nemonim alai shloisha roya bakar. It's mashma that shloisha roya bakar be'etzem of the apostle because they're roya bakar. Why are the apostle? They're roya bakar. Bakar are big animals. And it sounds like without being miming them, they're possible to be a dying. Why the possible be dying? There it is, because they got off. My love, latest, that the possible is therefore the possible of the owner. And we're loyal to Dina. No, the Shlosh Rei Bakar, maybe it's not a Raya. But Shlosh Rei Bakar are not cool, got off. Why did you have to have a special din that the Baal Din said, I believe them? It's because they didn't know din. Loyal to Dina. They didn't know din. They economic, Tony Shlosh Rei Bakar. It says in the Mishnah Dafka case of Shlosh Rei Bakar. The Ila Eidus, if the Chiddush was that a Rei Bakar is possible Eidus, Shlosh Lomli, tell me a case of one. So, break the Marvel, my Ladino, Tomal Dina, my ear is Shlosh Rei Bakar. Call me Klaus Legamadino. It's why I pick Shlosh Rei Bakar. If there's no special Chiddush about Rei Bakar, so if the Mishnah is trying to tell us that you have three of the Yonam who don't know din, and I accept them if I can be Chayzer or not, so then why do you say Goy Rei Bakar? Say any people didn't, who are Maratsim. Call me Klaus Legamadino, Nami. You would say maybe these Roya Bakar, not only are they Amaratzim, but they have no idea what's going on in the real life. So maybe they're not Gudayan because all they do is take care of animals. They don't even know anything about any Masamatan or any Dim. So you would think that if I accept them, I Pashuk be Chayzer because the Pashuk don't know what they're talking about. Kamash V'lo and still, you can't be Chayzer. That's why it says, okay, so it's Roya Bakar, that's a Chiddush by itself. So coming out that a Roya is posel la'edus. And the Gemara says that a roya, sai behemidaka, sai behemigasa, if it's not domesticated animal, if it's a domesticated animal, so then dafka behemidaka in Eretz Yisrael is a problem. So while Rav Yehuda, stam roya posel. Stam a roya, that you didn't see him bringing his behemoths to other places, still he's posel. A stam roya is posel. Without even seeing clearly that he's a gana. Masha'inke by a gabai, stam gabai is kosher until you know that he collects illegally. I'm going to give an example. Avua de Rabzer, who was a tzaddik, Ovad Givyusa Tlesa Shnin. He was a tax collector for 13 years. And what he used to do is, when the governor used to come to the town to see how much to set the amount of taxes this town has to pay, he had a chazi rabbanon, so Rav Zera knew the Reishnar was coming. We saw the rabbanon, we saw the Talmid Chacham, he said, Omalei, leich ami babach adarecha, go hide out. And he had a chazi into the masa. When he saw the regular people, Omalei, Reishnar asa, lemasa, the governor is coming to town, ve'idna nachis abel from bra, they're going to shecht the fathers in front of his children, uvral from abel, and the children in front of the fathers, which is a remez to say the tax collector is coming. What was he trying to do? When the tax collector comes to town, he sees how many people are in the town, and then he says, when the governor comes down, he sees how many people are in the town, And the governor sets the price for 300 people in the town. So he was trying to do is make believe the town doesn't have that many people. So it won't be such a big tax. So he told the Tamil Chacham clearly go hide. But he didn't tell the Amaratzim, he told them what a rem is because he didn't want to get in trouble. Maybe one of them will go tell the governor that he's telling us to hide. He didn't tell him to hide. He just said, the governor's coming, you know, it's be Shechita time. So most people chapped and they went and hid. So, and Vaistoy, this was a right to do because Lamaisa, it's like a legal loophole. No one's around. The guy comes to town, so he doesn't see anyone, so that's fine. So it says, so everyone was gathered into the houses. Kiosi, when the governor came, so he said he wants to charge taxes. So Ravua says, like, who are you going to collect from? There's no one here. And they were showing like how he tried to save the money for Klal Yisrael. He tried to save money for his town. This way, he didn't have to pay so many taxes. When he was nifter, he was so honest. Take these 13 ma, not even so much money. I wrapped it up in a handkerchief. Give back to that person. I took it from him, I didn't need it. There's one time a story where the head tax landed up coming out to 13 ma per person, and he brought it to the governor, and he was missing one. He chapped one guy, didn't give him. So the governor said, go get it. So he went back to the guy and got the 13 ma. And Lamaisa, by the time he came back to the governor said, forget it, keep it. So Lamaisa, he didn't keep it. He took the 13 ma, and he saved it, and he gave it back to that person. Showing that there are certain gabayim who are very, very honest. Therefore, not a stam gabay is posleidus. Only a stam roya is posleidus, but stam gabay is kosher. And if you see Taisvis on the bottom of Chofei and Beis, stam gabay kosher, look Taisvis, Pirishakunturis, Bahadis sifu hagabayim v'amuchsim, as we said before, gabayim v'amuchsim are posle. But the chos of the Shagazet, there's dafka if they saw they took extra. So what's the chiddush? Then the pashta ganav. What's the chiddush? We know ganav is possible. Because the shvinon, the afgav the hichsa agabi v'amuchas. Even if they gave back, let's say the story was they took extra, but they gave it back. They're still possible because it's different than a regular gazlin. Because here they don't even know who to give it back to, and also because they're still Isaac and the gabayis, and therefore it's the chiddush is that once they see they do illegal tactics, then they are possible le'edus.